Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Today we've got a special treat for you. Sheriff Simmons is out, but we have Chief Deputy Andrew Hobbs in. Is this your first one with me with as Chief Deputy?
It might be. Yeah, okay. It may be.
It's Candy. It's overwhelming to have Candy as your walk-up groupie, isn't it?
I'm telling you, my
I feel like we've been friends a long time. I mean, I feel like I was telling him I'm obviously not law enforcement, but I do. I feel like we all came up together, and it's just I'm so proud of everything, man. Golly, the FBI and just.
Thank you so much. Yeah. No. We have definitely all been in this. People don't understand when you're in this family, first responders in the media, we work so closely together every day. And when you're talking about hurricanes and the things that we have happen locally, we know each other for so long.
Right.
We know each other's families. We know everything about each other. And it's funny because we've spent more time with each other than probably our families.
Right.
So people ask me all the time, what's your relationship with the media? And I said, really, honestly, really, really good. I said, we're all in it together. I said, we don't have the same issues as national news.
It's not like that in other cities. It's weird to me to think like there are places where the cops don't talk to the radio people. I'm like, what?
It's wild. It's wild.
But that's, I'm glad that we have what we have here. It's very, very cool. So let's talk a little bit. Well, it doesn't seem like there's been any, you know, sort of major incidents in the last couple of days. So storm stuff is probably the big stuff. Let's talk about that a little bit. Obviously, we know the story about Deputy Hollingsworth, which is crazy and amazing. And thank God he's okay.
He is absolutely okay. He has had so many interview requests over the weekend for like who else we've had Fox and Friends. We've had. Fox of Friends has asked a couple of times. Well, he left the next day on vacation with his family. So he is out of town, which is probably best because he would have been overwhelmed with the amount of...
Is that the drain pipe guy?
Yes.
He didn't go on a cruise, did he?
No. But it could not have been timed perfectly. He's out of town with his family, and which is in that situation, you know, people don't understand when he got pulled into that, when he was reaching for that citizen that was already in there, he gets pulled back. He's going backwards in there, feet first, face down. So he has no idea where he's at, and it's pitch dark. If you've seen the video truly doesn't give it enough credit of how dangerous.
Well, that means water would be rushing up his nose, which is always a problem when you're going, right? Okay.
Yeah. So for him to make it through that tube and not be injured, you know, rebar, trees, everything else is
all
under there.
All the stuff that could get stuck in there, yeah.
Yeah. And then if you watch the video, the first thing he does as soon as he pops up is he starts looking for that guy.
Right.
He starts screaming for him and asking him. And that is just an example of the bravery the men and women of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office every day. He didn't care about his own life. He didn't care about going and seeing his children and his wife immediately. What he cared about was the safety of that citizen. And I think that's what sometimes it's lost, is that he put everything he had out there that night to make sure someone went home to their family.
And I think it's a weird little note in that video, but it was kind of the part that made me kind of laugh. And the other, either the deputy or the EMS was there, I forget who, but they were asking him to like come over back to the car. He's like, no, yeah. I'm not going back. We don't want to have this happen again. We got lucky the one time. We're good.
Yeah, we had to force him to go home that night also. He wanted to continue to work and help. He said, you know, I need to stay out here. My people are out here. What was even funnier is if you're watching that, he's talking to another deputy, Deputy Preston, and he's telling the story what happened, and the look in Deputy Preston's face is like, I hope this is on body cam because I'm not sure I believe you.
That can't be real, right?
You wouldn't believe that happened to anyone unless you saw it on body cam. And a shout out to our body cam company. That thing stayed perfect.
Stayed intact and right. Yeah, it worked all the way through.
Our radio worked right off. It popped out of the water.
Crazy.
Motorola radio worked perfectly. So, yeah, again, I am the sheriff, myself, everyone at the sheriff's office is so proud of the Deputy Hollingsworth. He is, again, what we see every day.
But you guys had, I mean, you, of course, in a storm like this, you were incredibly active. And, of course, going into it, like Thursday night, I'm sure that some of you were just at home or at events or whatever, and then all of a sudden this hits and you got to spring into action.
Yeah, so I was at Life's a Dance downtown on
Thursday. A lot of people were right?
Mel and Brent were there. Mel was dancing. Mm-hmm. A great event put on by Victor and Melanie Luna. It's a great event, yeah. It was my first time being at one, and I really enjoyed it.
Did you dance?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I thought you said y'all been friends a while.
Yeah. I'll dance, but I'm not going to dance in front of all those people. That's why I couldn't judge. They asked me to judge, and I said, I can't do it. I can't judge people for something I wouldn't do myself, because I would look out there and just be petrified. But So I'm sitting there, and every time the alert went off, one of the weather alerts, people would turn around and look at me. And I'm thinking, guys, I'm here with y'all. So I'm on the phone with Eric Gilmore, and I'm saying, hey, are we going to be good? Hey, are we have storms? He's like, no, I think we're going to be good. And then he texts me. He goes, I don't think we're going to be good. Yeah. And I was like, oh, great. So I, when we leave out of there, I look out, and Palafox is starting to have some standing water issues. So I started making some phone calls to Commander Small and Sergeant David Brown and saying, hey, we need to start moving some things around. So I get to the office, and our parking lot's starting to flood, which has been really good as recent times, but when you're out in that type of weather, you just know what your area can take and what
right,
it can't.
Right.
Those were the largest raindrops I'd ever seen. Those were coming down as hard as I'd seen in a long time. So we started to have some flooding issues.
And just for people who might not know, like the sheriff's office is right next to what used to be the Central Booking Detention, which mm-hmm. in 2014, we had big floods there. That building exploded. You know, that area is a low-lying area. It's not good for water. There's been a lot of work done.
Yeah.
But, you know, so just for context.
Yeah. The county has done a great deal of work trying to make that place better. But you're kind of in a bowl.
Right.
And all the water from the basin and everything else runs through there. It's a lot. It's problematic.
Let me pause you for just a second. We're talking to Andrew Hobbs. He is the Chief Deputy at Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Let's go to Candy with traffic on the fives.
And watching an accident. We mentioned this a little earlier. It's Brent Lane, 53 Brent Lane, right in front of PCA and PCC. And that intersection is showing a blockage after a vehicle crash with injuries this morning. Another accident. It looks like it's in Gulf Breeze at Ramblewood Drive and Highway 98. Not showing a roadblock there. And then Cervantes and Haines Street near the City Police Department, where actually we met, Andrew, years ago. There's an accident there, but it looks like it has been moved off to the side. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much,
now, go
Candy.
On.
So you guys got the call. You shown up at the central office. You started to move equipment around, and then there were a couple of major events that you guys were heavily involved in.
Yeah. You had Pensacola Beach, who had been hit by weather, tornado, straight line winds, not real sure about that yet.
And a lightning strike.
And lightning strikes.
House, right?
Yeah, we had flooding occurring. You had possible tornadoes touching down on the north end. So you had a lot of things moving around. Then Commissioner Bender calls me. He's on Pensacola Beach with Eric Gilmore responding to that situation out there.
Director of Public Safety for Escambia County.
Yeah, I'm
go
sorry.
No,
I apologize.
Fine.
Yeah. Eric Gilmore, the Director of Public Safety for Escambia County. Yeah, exactly. So he's out there with Commissioner Bender. Commissioner Bender calls me and says, hey, fire is at 34 Patton Drive, Forest Creek Apartments, another area in our community that has problems with flooding.
Right.
They have a swamp basin that's right behind them. It fills up quickly. We need your high water vehicles. I call Commander Small. Commander Small gets on it. The high water vehicles start going over there.
And you have two of them,
We
right?
have two of them, okay. Yes, sir. And they are surplus military vehicles, but we've retrofitted them. So we used them in Sally. That's where Sally, during Sally, Commander, who was Colonel Small at the time, was drowned out there saving people up there on the north end of the county. So they go out there to Patton Drive. While they're there, the water rises another foot and a half in like 35 minutes. Crazy amount of water was rising through there. So they get about, with Escambia County Fire Rescue, they pull out about 100 people out of Patton Drive, getting them to safety.
I assume you're shuttling them to like the ECAT buses so they can get over to Marie Young. Okay.
Absolutely. ECAT buses are waiting for them. They go to Marie Young. You know, just our community working together. We are real. I tell everybody, we're the best in the business when it comes to working together for emergency management. When it comes to storms, we just do it better than pretty much anybody. It's fluid. It's very, it's beautiful. It looks like a great team sport when we do it.
Eric Gilmore made the comment during the kind of the pre-hurricane season briefing we did at the EOC, and you know, he was running like at Tallahassee. He and Travis Tompkins were kind of running supply distribution, and you know, he's watching these folks down in Ian, and he's like,
yeah.
It's like they're kind of just hoping somebody's going to help them with it, whereas we're like, we got to do it, so we do it. No, it's,
yeah. We've had a lot of practices between snowstorm or ice storms and hurricanes and tornadoes and things, so we are very, very good at it. We are, again, I tell everybody, your first responders in Escambia County, fire, EMS, law enforcement, emergency management, are the best in the business when it comes to that. So we're doing that. Funny, non-funny story. The water rose so quickly that we got one of our high water vehicles stuck on a concrete pillar type thing, which I have no idea why it's in the middle of their parking lot, but it is. But after the water
probably
was
couldn't seated, see it under the water.
No. Yeah, it was probably 2.5 feet underwater, and you figure that was probably 3 feet tall. So you're figuring about 5 feet of water. When the water receded, we were able to get it back out, but you couldn't get a tow truck back there to it. But we were able to get all those people out. And during all that is when Deputy Hollingsworth is on the side of the road being pulled underneath Highway 98 for 110, 120 feet.
Right.
And you just had, we need to remember, not just law enforcement, but fire, EMS, everyone's out there saving everybody. So, I mean, there is a lot of stories that we can talk about when those events occur of the bravery of our first responders. It's in those bad times, law enforcement, fire, and EMS shine because we are the people who go to the yelling. We're the people who go to the shooting. We're the people who go where most people don't want to go.
Right. Well, I mean, I could talk about that all day. I did want to give you at least a moment, though, because we just got word since last time we talked to Sheriff about the ShotSpotter technology has been approved. The governor has signed, so that's made it into the funding, which means that Scambia County Sheriff's Office and the City of Pensacola are going to do a joint project to implement the ShotSpotter, right?
Absolutely. So we will house a real-time crime center. The sheriff has made the commitment to have a real-time crime center, which really is a cutting-edge technology when it comes to law enforcement. And a part of that will be ShotSpotter. There'll be 3 miles in the city and 3 miles in the county that'll be covered by these ShotSpotter sensors.
Is that geography decided yet, or is that still kind of you're trying to figure out where it's going to be?
Our geography is decided. Used heat maps to decide where our largest amount of shootings and violent crime were.
Can you say where?
It's in the Montclair, Mayfair,
okay,
those areas. Where a large amount of our shootings occur.
Sure.
So it just makes sense.
I mean, that's what I would have guessed, but I didn't want to assume.
Yeah, I believe the mayor has some things worked out. I think he wants to cover Palafox, that the whole downtown corridor and up, which makes sense because me personally, I want to feel safe in Palafox. I want to know that people are doing everything they can to keep me safe while my family and I are enjoying one of the jewels of our community.
Right.
I love Palafox.
Can it be separate areas? They don't have to be contiguous?
No, they're going to be separate areas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but you have to do 3 miles. Anything less than 3 miles, ShotSpotter's not interested in because it just makes it such a small area for their sensors.
Yeah.
So 3 miles, and you'll get a little more than 3 miles because your sensors on the outline will still
periphery.
Pick up
okay,
periphery.
Sure.
So
It's not as accurate, I assume.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but it's going to give us the ability to respond to shots quicker because we don't have to wait for it to get dispatched.
Right.
So once one of those click, it responds and tells our dispatch immediately, hey, we have a shot. It can tell you approximately what caliber, if the person's moving. It can do a lot of things when it comes to investigations and response. If you have cameras, once the real-time crime center is completely done, if we have cameras near that, we can pull our cameras up immediately and see exactly real-time information on what's happening around that shot spot.
Wow.
So it is, when I was at the FBI National Academy, we went to New York City. New York City has a real-time crime center they spend $30 million a year on. And we watched it in action, and it is the most impressive thing I've ever seen. Hmm. It allows you to use technologies that we have in our community. Like, this is a prime example. You call 911 and you say you're at a house and there's someone breaking into your car. We can send you, if you're on a cell phone, we can send you an invite to allow us at the real-time crime center to see your camera on your phone so you can stream it directly back to my dispatch, my real-time crime center, and give me an eye on it. So my dispatchers can look at that and tell the deputies exactly what's occurring, what the suspect looks like, what the suspect's wearing, which way he's going or she's going. It can tell us all of that. Mm. There is no better way than having a unbiased eyewitness to something.
Right.
That camera is going to see everything your eyes can't because you're in a stress level that you've never been in. You're going to miss things. Well, that camera's not.
And you don't know how to describe it in a way that the dispatcher will know how to describe it to the officer, right?
So, correct. Absolutely. Those things, using the technology, is just going to make it a better, easier, more efficient. I mean, it just does a lot of positives. We're extremely excited. And again, it's another example of Sheriff Simmons' leadership and where he's pushing us and where he's leading us to. It is exciting times in our community, in our agency.
Chief Deputy Andrew Hobbs, thank you for the time. We're out of time. we could talk all day, I know, but thank you so much for what you're doing. Thanks for being here today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. 754 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.